This is Farm Progress America. Hello, everyone. I'm agriculture broadcaster Max Armstrong with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Farm Progress America is brought to you today by the new True Choice offer by Pioneer Brand Seed. Earn Corteva Cash. This Thanksgiving week, we're talking about some of the foods of Thanksgiving. The flight attendant said, "Would you like a beverage?" I said, "Yes, please, cranberry juice." I'll talk about it after this.
Sure Start 2, Culex, Durango DMA, Classic.
More than 100 crop protection products.
Enserve, Ever Pre-X.
That's what's available to you through the all-new True Choice offer from Corteva Agriscience, the agriculture division of Dow DuPont.
Approach Prima, Sonic.
It's an offer simpler than saying all these names in 60 seconds.
Trivance, Realm Q.
Just buy Pioneer brand seed and Corteva Cash is immediately put into your True Choice account at your crop protection retailer. No waiting, no rebate. Then you can put that Corteva Cash towards more than 100 crop protection herbicides, insecticides, fungicides, and stabilizers. And as you can hear, there are a lot of options for you.
Open Sky, Elevore.
With True Choice, the only hard part is figuring out which of these products you want.
Perfect Match, Resicor, Instinct.
Ask your local Pioneer sales representative or your crop protection retailer about True Choice. New, simple, now.
Right before I opened up my computer on the airplane yesterday morning, the flight attendant came by and said, "Sir, would you like to have a beverage?" I said, "Cranberry juice. I want to help the cranberry growers. They need the help." Of course, he wasn't sure exactly what I was talking about, but I can share it with you. Cranberry growers are among the producers who've become so good at what they do. We're swimming in a surplus. Inventories of cranberries have been building over the last 5 to 6 years in this country. And so this year, it's gotten so bad that farmers have had to cut back. Actually, they have destroyed some of the crop, facing a glut. Well, cranberries are big in America's Dairyland. You didn't know it should be called America's Cranberry Land, did you? The state of Wisconsin. But they start the harvest, as I observed a few years ago. I put on the hip boots and went out into a bog with Mary Brazo Brown, and she showed me how they harvest out there. She had the crew bringing the booms across the water there and bringing the cranberries in. Oh, but there's a flood. Not just a flood in the bogs to bring the berries up, but a flood of the product in the world market. So, 25% of it is being discarded. Hundreds of millions of pounds of cranberries are being used as fertilizer, or some of it as animal feed. Some of the glut is being donated to charities. Some is being sold overseas. But as an economist at the University of Wisconsin at Madison, Paul Mitchell, pointed out, basically, they're going to destroy 25% of the crop in what is called volume regulation. It's a sign, he says, of how bad a shape the industry is in, that they're actually using crop destruction to try and help the farm income. I'll be back after this.